Yo, what it do, nephew? We're back with the next episode of Slam Society. A little bit tongue twister. We're on video for the first time.
What's up? Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Maybe we should sit like
I guess
that.
We should. We're used to like
we have to get one, two, three. Yeah. And then get a little editing going on. That's a little hard. So, this is different, too.
Yeah, I feel like episode
I feel like Shannon Sharp and...
Skip.
I'm Shannon Sharp.
Yeah,
I'm Shannon Sharp, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, bro? You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, back again. Another fight last night. 295.
Good card. Really good card. I liked it overall. I think it was exciting.
Way better than 294.
Yeah, 294 was...
You know what you're getting in Abu Dhabi. You're getting a lot of wrestling. A lot of submissions. Madison Square Garden.
The exact opposite.
They want knockouts. They want to be able to entertain the crowds at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, they do. It's like they said. I think they said it in the card. Like Madison Square Garden is known for the heavyweight fights.
Yeah,
like that's what it's known for. Yes. Like you know, like boxing and heavyweight all combat. It's always been like that's the main thing. It's the main attraction there.
For sure.
And you said you didn't
it was
watch
supposed
the
to be the prelims, no, I didn't right? watch the super early prelims. I
saw the John Castaneda versus King. King was really interesting because he didn't fight in UFC for 2 years because he had to do mandatory service in the South Korean army.
Oh, really?
They do that. Even
yeah.
Athletes,
it's so. Like, what's his name from the NBA player?
Jimmy Lin?
No, former Bull. From Finland or something like that?
Oh, Laurie Markkanen?
Yeah, Markkanen. He had to go do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, happy Veterans Day, though, to the veterans out there, for sure. Thank you. For sure.
Cousins. USAA commercials.
Yeah, Gronk. Why they got Gronk doing it?
I'm like, is it because it's Veterans Day, or is it just because I see a lot of commercials with those to begin with, anyways?
Gronk. Get them out there.
Yeah.
Do you imagine if, yeah.
You didn't see any of the.
I saw pretty much all of... No.
I saw this one. Sykov versus Borshev. That was
a brutal fight, dude.
That was a good fight. A draw was good because I'm like... And both of them were like... Huh, yeah. And they were like, hey, like, full respect to each other. But they were like, yeah, this...
Borshev was getting his ass kicked the first, like, round and a half. And then some of those guys can... He was getting his ass beat the first round and a half.
And then he found his groove.
Yes.
In the second round. And then he got knocked down. And then Sidekoff didn't really do much on the ground. Kept bloodying him up. I think he gashed him with an elbow. Gave him a nasty cut.
That women's fight, Tabitha Ricci versus Lupita Godinez.
Yeah.
That was a good fight. She fought four times. She won four fights this year.
This one was washed, the one before that.
Yeah, that was just...
Roberts.
And then this was good. Okay, so this one was an interesting fight. It was Steve Ursig versus Alessandro Costa. First of all, Costa took the fight on a super short notice to take the fight. And Ursig is a kind of a guy that they think is going to be really good. Well, this Costa guy came out and laid the fucking bricks on him, dude. Yeah. He didn't. No one picked this to go to a decision. No, it was supposed to be a wash of a fight. Ursig should have walked right through that guy. Well, it's funny because I really enjoy when Cormier calls fights. I know he does most of them.
Yeah.
But he brings such a realness to it about how they should go about it. And it's true because, dude, Ursig's a very polished fighter. You watch him and you're like, you can submit. You're slow with the jab. You clearly are that fucking, you did a little dirty boxing you learned first. You're a jiu-jitsu guy still. Like, very good fighter. Technically a great fighter. Well, Costa came in throwing bombs.
That's what they he knew he had nothing to lose. So he went out swinging. And you know what? That was...
Made a dirty fight.
Yeah, he made it...
And that's what...
Make him uncomfortable.
That's what Cormier kept saying is, dude, you're putting him in a position that he didn't think he was going to be in.
Yeah.
Somebody. And sometimes that kind of off-guard, wild man works in favor for a guy that has that kind of... Hey, he's 5'4", 125, but dude was throwing bricks.
Heavy hands.
Hard hands.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, so... I always like when you get some of those random middleweight guys, or a random run-of-the-mill guys that are not even ranked that come out and throw a good fight, and you're like, damn. Then you realize how deep that UFC really is.
Yeah. When you see, like, these on the prelims right there, like, the main event of the prelims is kind of
yeah,
like the same.
Yeah, that was, yeah. The
Because that's also good because most people are watching on ESPN Plus.
Oh, yeah,
free,
dude. So
you're watching it for free, and then you get to see this guy, you're like, oh, dude, shit, hell yeah.
Probably just as many people watching that fight right before the pay-per-view starts.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time. Yeah. The main card was good. I was definitely disappointed that Jones and Stipe didn't fight, obviously. But I also...
Well, we'll get to it. We can get to it. Yeah, I mean, the first one, Diego Lopez.
Crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's crazy, dude. He's good.
He's good.
He's the real deal. I think I saw him fight every fight he had this year.
He had a soccer player's name, so I guess it sounds
like
he's a soccer
Yeah, he looks like a soccer player, too.
Yeah, he looks like one, too. And
he doesn't look like his eyes are open at all.
Yeah. Beat the fuck out of this
guy. It's not even his six losses don't show how good he really is.
No.
Cause that dude puts pressure on fast. He's throwing fucking bombs right away, dude.
Yeah, he's a good fighter.
Dude, good fighter. I've seen him fight several times this year. And he wins. He's winning. He's a good fighter. But that loss he lost to was on some like they were beating the piss out of each other, and I'm pretty sure he got tapped out.
Oh, at the end.
Got caught. But then the next fight I thought was going to be a banger, dude, because when you watch that, dude, he's talking mad shit for Vola.
Mm-hmm.
And that Benoit, dude, is a scary dude. You were listening when you were talking about that, exactly. Dude?
Yeah, no, he was...
He's like 2 years removed from being a Secret Service agent. Like, that's not a normal dude. I don't care what anyone says. That dude was right there is
something. I'm trying to think of
that dude's not a. He's a. He was a like an equivalent to the Navy SEAL, like the heart, like the baddest dudes. Look at his fucking nickname.
He was a member of the 1st Marine Infantry Paratroops.
Yeah.
So he's French Special Forces.
Yes, that's what they kept saying.
And he like specifically fought terrorist groups.
Yes.
5 years in that.
The God of War. That's his and fucking then, name.
His kind of war, yeah.
It's a good one.
It's good.
And because he's kind of like...
His dad was a French army officer who practiced judo, like, fairly well. So, he practiced judo his whole life, pretty much, and played football and rugby.
The thing about that dude is he's very, like, he's very confident, and it's like a real confidence. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you guys... are fighters and go to war in that sense, but like I've been to war.
Yeah,
there isn't that many fighters that are
human weapon.
Yeah,
he literally is. Like,
yeah,
these guys.
And I don't like that he called out Poirier and Gaethje, but I like that he said it.
Yeah, he's like,
you
I mean,
because you went for not being ranked.
You can't just tiptoe around it. You had to kind of also be like, yeah, I want these big fights. Like he made a name for himself. Like,
oh, I think he's gonna get a big fight.
I think he is. I think they showed Justin Gaethje right before his fight for a reason.
I think that dude would be a good one to have fight in Canada. French-Canadian,
yeah.
Get that dude over there.
Random, yeah.
But I also think that Frivola guy was a hell of a fighter, dude. He's knocked out like fucking...
4-1, yeah.
Yeah, it was very good. And I just don't think...
One night at 7 punches.
I don't think anyone's ready for that Benoit Saint Denis.
Yeah, God of War, he's...
He's a different kind of dude when it comes to... You can see the mentality. And that's when, like, you hear Joe Rogan, because he talks to all those soldiers and does tons of that shit.
That.
He's like, this is the dude. He's like, this is the guy that could beat Makhachev. Unranked. Unranked.
And they're saying, "Where do you want to be now?"
Yeah,
rankings, and he's like, "Yeah, about like 13 or something."
Yeah,
like,
yeah, dude. Oh, he'll pop up in front of that guy.
Yeah, they know that he has to work his way up. They're like, "Yeah, he knows that he's."
Oh, I don't think he had. I don't think. I think it'll be how they're gonna do Chimaev. They're gonna give him that fight. They're gonna give him a fight against a top 10 ranked guy, and he's gonna beat the piss out of that dude, and he's gonna shoot up to that high ranking.
Yeah, because Frivolov was 14.
Yes.
So, he said, I think, 13, which is, like, I think he should be.
He'll go after one of these two dudes, bigger names.
Dan Hooker, Oleg Santos.
Yeah, that's where he'll fall first. Yeah. But I'm not kidding you. That's the next. That's the next guy, and he's 20.
Who did he lose to?
He's 27. He's 27 years old.
Yeah. Let me see who he lost.
I don't know. No contest? No loss right there.
So, yeah, back in... So, 2 years ago?
How did he do it? Oh, 1 point. Groin strike. He lost in the decision because of a groin strike.
Yeah, he got punched in the groin.
Oh, but he still, it was still a decision. Mm-hmm. Damn, so he got beat the fuck up. Who's that guy?
24-7, yeah.
But he's not even ranked now, is he?
He's in the welterweight.
Oh, he's in a different weight class.
Zaliski Dos Santos?
That's a weird fucking name.
Zaliski? I don't know, yeah.
That's some Argentinian.
I was trying to think of, like, I wonder who.
That's some German Argentinian boy right there. But yeah, that guy was impressive. I was like finding one of those guys from the pay per views where you're like, holy shit, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this dude's no joke.
Yeah, him versus Dan Hooker, him versus someone like that would be, even Jalen
Turner. Not bad. Then you maybe break in. But I don't know, dude, because it's like, that's such a strong division, dude. Like, that division is crazy.
Yeah.
And I like that they're going to do, I think Belal Muhammad got fucked because they're giving Covington that next pay-per-view fight.
Yeah.
They just want his dirty ass on there because he's still pay-per-view.
he does sell tickets.
He does, he is. He's a draw, he is. I'm not going to hate on him for that. And he's good. He's technically super strong. He's very conditioning is good.
He's a local guy, so we're gonna be in his corner. Then the Andrade fight and Mackenzie Dern.
No, did it stop anything?
Yeah, I think it's a stop. Let me check. Can I stop that? This one, Andrade. And
yes. Dern. Okay, ready to go.
Yeah, the Andrade and Dern fight was. I mean, the whole card was just pretty much like
knockout,
hard hitting knockout. Yeah. So it was even that. Like that. Was
I didn't watch too much of that one.
See, that's the only one that I really didn't watch.
Getting food ready in between cooking burgers.
Actually, Jessica Andrade.
Oh yeah.
Fight before and.
Hey, a lot of fights, dude. 37 fights. Jesus Christ. That's crazy.
She knocked her down 4 times.
Oh yeah.
And then.
This was like
an event.
Yeah, which is awesome because I didn't realize it was for the interim championship.
Yeah, so
they snuck that one in after Jones did whatever. He got hurt. But the thing that I was kind of interested in with this is Tom Aspinall is kind of a weird story. It was almost like he never got a shot because there was just not enough heavyweights to fight him.
Yeah.
And now he comes out, and that dude's... He's impressive.
See him being from the UK too.
Yeah, and he's really he's very fast.
He is. That's what I noticed. I was just like, I was expecting.
I thought Popovich
was gonna beat him.
Yeah,
like, I'm like,
you
did. He's gonna win. Like, I'm like, I think he's just too strong for him. I'm like,
yeah,
I can't see it where he just wants to like go like 2 for 2 for him and stand there and like take him. Like, I don't think he can. Obviously, he proved me wrong because he fucking knocked out Pavlovich's ass. But
well, it's like weird. The Rogan said it. Cormier says, he says, you don't really realize how big Tom Aspinall is until you're next to him.
Yeah.
And then you look at him and you're like, yeah, he's almost so proportional that he doesn't look that big. Because then he got in the ring after, when Rogan got in the ring and did the interview. You're like, holy shit, dude, you're huge.
Yeah.
He's just, it's like a weird frame because he's just, I don't know.
It's like, because Pavlovich, I feel like, is so wide. Like,
he looks wide. Huge.
Like,
yeah.
So many of them, they just have broad shoulders. They're like, that's how they're built. And he's not. He's kind of more of a, like, I agree with you, like
just
a John Jones build where it's like more slimmer. Like, they're tall. They have, you know, they have length, but.
Definitely interesting because 6'5". Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you he's in the ring and you're like, yeah, dude, Pavlovich is huge, dude. And then Aspinall's in there, and you're like, motherfucker, dude. And I feel like you run Aspinall versus Stipe.
I think you do Aspinall versus Jones.
But Jones, they're saying, could be out another year.
Really?
Yeah. Like, whatever he's dealing with is going to keep him out for a minute. Maybe this time next year. You can't have Aspinall not fight for a whole year. Got to fight someone. Let's look at the rankings. The rankings on that, I don't really know. Maybe Gunderson, but here are not got. Why?
Like you said, just to stay busy. He has to stay busy.
Why not do Stipe?
It has to be Stipe or Gane, but I mean, you could say. How old's. Zero.
Because Alexander Romanov, the one I like that's super tall, Aspinall choked his ass out. Yeah, I think that'd be a fine fight, but you're going to give Gan a title shot already?
Again?
No, exactly. I feel like Stipe should. Because then if Stipe does beat Aspinall, then you got to go. But then what if Tom whoops the fuck out of Stipe and now it's like, yeah, dude, now I am it is my division. I'm a real champion for you. I don't think people are giving that dude enough credit to go against John Jones. He's done Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu since he was 8 years old.
Yeah, he's a hell of a fighter.
Did you see his dad next to him? How does that happen?
It was a funny sight.
He is so big compared to everyone else. In his family, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that probably would be it.
It's got to be Stipe.
I mean, yeah, you could say maybe
in July.
The reason to have him fight June? Like a Blades or Volkov, like kind of a more.
Yeah, why?
Just because they're contenders, but it's like there was no benefit. You want to fight?
Yeah,
you know, he needs to fight a Stipe or.
Yeah, because it almost. But why would Gon get another title shot if he just lost it?
Yeah. But just has a measuring stick. He's pretty much a measuring
but
stick.
But Stipe.
Like how good is... So Stipe is just, it's tough. Almost, I think, like, he's just... When you're in a heavyweight division for so long, it's just, those are some heavy-ass blows that you take your whole career.
Yeah.
Just like, man, like, I just don't know. He's not prime Stipe anymore.
No, I know, but that's where... Then why would you make Stipe wait all the way to fight John Jones?
Yeah, no, I think that's with him is done.
Unless he beats
Aspinall, then it's...
That's the fight, dude. It's the one that makes sense to go against Jones. And it gets Stipe in the ring in the next couple months. Because I don't know how long. But then unless I'm wrong with when John Jones is going to come back, then you run that quick. Let me see.
John Jones injury?
What injury does John Jones have? Yeah, what is it? Torn pectoral tendon. Off the bone. That's not that crazy. 6-7 months.
Not too bad.
And the summer showdown, but Aspinall's off for 9 months. What's the point then? You just filled that card with that fight?
No, I think you're right with saying Stipe. He probably doesn't even fight Stipe because...
It just makes the most sense for that division.
No, let's see. He's an orthopedic surgeon from Arizona. What did he say? Oh, I know I should... I picked
but,
up cloth and didn't start.
But how long... Let's see. What does this say?
So he tore his completely tore his pec tendon off of the bone.
Yeah, he has surgery. All right, right there. 6 to 9 months. It hasn't even been a month.
It's normally for contact sports, I feel like for fighting it might be.
Yes. Not eight months.
Yeah.
That's next July.
On the later side because it is more of a physical than anything. So
you're gonna have Aspinall wait till July to fight your heavyweight champ? Yeah. No way, dude. No way. Somebody. Got to give him somebody.
Yeah, fight Stipe at like 300.
Just the, when is that?
Do they have a date for it?
29. I'd even March. Put it on that one.
This, yeah, it would be bad on this.
No. You could do no, because what they could do is if they did you on 300, right? Because that's what technically that will be maybe day. June.
It's a big deal though.
So if that's in June.
Do they have anything about it?
Date and time.
No, it hasn't been announced yet. Okay, so.
So that might be something to think about for. Yeah, why do they keep thinking Lesnar might come and fight?
They're saying it's gonna be a big card.
Like a crazy card, just nuts shit. Just anyone you can possibly think of.
I almost don't know if they just wait for that to be. They had booking. John Jones has to be back for UFC 300. Maybe that's when you do Aspinall or the winner of Aspinall depending versus, on how he versus the winner of that versus Jones at 300.
But here's the thing: the problem with that though,
it's very long
because it depends. If UFC 300, let's say they do it in June, because if 299 is the end of
March, early March, I think
April, May, you'd say the first week of it'd be end of May.
Yeah,
they only do like every other, even every other month,
but. It is 300, so and it is.
But that's 6 months of John Jones' recovery, and they say six to nine.
Yeah, it's the same.
It depends. May, June is 5 to 7 months.
You know what it is? It's because Adrian Peterson screwed up timelines. That he came back from his torn Achilles in 8 months. And it's like, hey, modern medicine,
he'll be back
in 6 months. But it's like,
Cody Rhodes did too.
Yeah, it's like you can honestly think. I think he could come back. He's a freak athlete, like.
Is this the plan the whole time?
To write him off? Like
to write him off for 30? For 300?
Let's say like he got it's a shoot injury?
Yeah. To let him gain some more weight?
For then?
Because if he's got to wait, because if Aspinall is walking around.
People are saying that he's scared of those two guys.
And weighing in at 260?
Yeah. 268 or whatever.
And Jones jumped in on there at what, 225?
Yeah.
230?
You better Gain put was like 240 something.
Yeah,
like
but Aspinall is better than Gain.
No, yeah, I'm just saying that.
And Gain's a great fighter. No disrespect to him, but Aspinall's got them fucking bombs, bro. He barely hit that dude in the temple. But it's great. You need that.
I think Connor's gonna be in there.
Yeah.
Especially not. Oh, I don't know what you said, but I don't think we talked about it here. But no USADA now.
Yeah, it's no great. Testing. Who cares? Let him fight, dude. What do you want him not make millions and billions of dollars? Let him juice it up. If someone dies from a heart attack, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's their choice.
Yeah.
You think she fights? Why, though? Why? You know what I'm saying?
But, like, on, like,
who do you come and fight?
Early main card? I mean, no one.
She ain't really no. Good. Yeah. You
can do her versus like home again.
It could be like six fucking fights on her versus Amanda Nunes. Card.
Yeah, I think she would get. She can't fight her. I think she'd get beat.
Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty wild to think because that's like a crate. Like, do you have every single weight division title on the line for that? If you can't?
Like, Men of Champions? They should, yeah.
Think about how long it's going to take to get to UFC 400. Yeah. It's like 8 years from now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they have how many pay-per-views? Oh, we said like about 6, 7 pay-per-views. That's every other month and a half.
I bet they maybe do 9 or 10.
Yeah, so it's probably more closer to, yeah.
So that's 10 years, easy. Minimum 10 years.
Yeah.
11 years from now.
I don't know. Would be cool if they did because it'd be. Do you do them in order or just by. Or do you. Like, do you start off with, like, Pandoja? If he's still. You know, I think he will be champ.
He fights soon.
Will. Yeah, we'll go. But.
Oh, he's going to win. Moreno ain't ever going to beat that dude. He's got his number.
No, I don't think he even played. He's not fighting him.
No, I know, but that's.
Yeah, that's the guy has his number.
The next thing, you know? All right, well, main event.
Your boy. Both your guys,
Prayer's a badass. He's a bad motherfucker.
But Jerry, I know he's your guy.
Yeah, I like him.
I thought he.
It looked good.
It looked good. Pereira's just.
He's just heavy-handed, dude.
It's different gravy. He is. He's.
It's weird, though. It's weird, because I was thinking about this. I was talking to my buddy Romero. Shout out, Romero. He was watching the fights down in Texas, and I was just messaging him late last night. And I said, one, what was your thing on the decision? And I agreed with him. It looked like Yuri wasn't going to be able to get back into fighting form, because every time he was getting hammer fist and elbowed, holding onto the back of his legs, you saw, like, the last few, it was like, oh, now I'm grabbing. Oh, shit, I'm grabbing. Yeah. So it was like, maybe I would have let it go a little bit longer if I would have been roughing that. Not that I know anything compared to those dudes. I would have definitely have let it go, at least to see what happens if Prochaska could have ran through and rolled back and let Pereira slide up him.
Mm-hmm.
But you also can't say, like, was that dude out? Because he got laid the fuck out. The initial contact, that stumbled his ass, was a really heavy hit.
It was. I think, like, it pretty much, I get what you mean. It was, you can make the argument for a decision, but it's almost like, how much more brain cells are you going to let this guy lose when you know he's probably going to eventually, like.
I would rather see a rematch of that fight than Adonisay versus him. I was shocked that he called out Stylebender, just because I kind of figured, like, fuck you, why do you want to fight his ass again? But I guess he did beat him.
Yeah.
So it's kind of this weird thing of, like, go to his division, though.
Heavyweight, so Jamal Hill.
And that's your next fight.
Yeah. He withdrew because of injury, right?
Yeah, but I don't think Jamal Hill is ready for that.
No, he needs a fight. Like, him versus Jiri, like, have them fight again, like, you know.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that, or definitely Jamal Hill, obviously, depending on how much he fought. Go to Margmev Ankalaev. If I'm thinking if that's the guy. Oh, yeah, he don't want none of that. That dude's good. That dude's good. He beat him.
Maybe Johnny Walker.
No, remember it was a weird decision. Because they said Johnny Walker was out. And it was like, the ref asked him, but he didn't know. That's your next fight for that title. Yeah, I'd like to see that. That's a good matchup. You know why?
This one too. Who? This one right here?
No.
Blanchko? Oh.
No. Pereira versus Ankalaev.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
I think that's, you know why? Because Ankalaev is a wrestler that can strike.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be hard for Pereira. It's weird, man. It's so weird because it's almost like wrestling.
He also hasn't fought someone that has as much power as.
Exactly. That's your kicker. As I was just going to say. It's almost like you want to book it, but it's like if Ankalaev wins, it's like, ugh, boring.
Blanchovich is pretty.
Yeah, but he already beat him.
They drew.
Pereira beat him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying like his power, like. Who he's faced.
Yeah, and that's where I say, that's why I say that guy might be your next one, dude.
Either one of these two guys, I think, versus Pereira would be
good. No, he already beat him.
Oh, yeah, you guys did say.
So it's got to be Ankalaev or obviously Jamal Hill, but I don't know how long Jamal Hill is out. Or Yuri again, because Yuri deserves another fight for that. I think they'll give him that. You could run that fight back on like a co-main event for a good card.
Yeah, I agree.
Like another heavier
I don't mind a rematch.
No, because I think everyone was fine with that. It's what happens with Pereira, dude.
I think Yuri just had a lot of people that were like, "Oh, I think he's gonna win." Like,
Pereira's crazy, dude. You kind of don't get why they give him these fights, because it's like he just lost. And then, he beats Yan bad. And you're like, okay, shit.
Yeah, that's why.
And then you're like, all right, you're in another title fight. You've only fought like 11 times in the UFC, and half of them have been title fights. No, he knocked them out. Oh, no, he did win a decision. They ever beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, so he got knocked out by Izzy in the second.
So that's what I mean. It's kind of this weird, weird thing with Pereira. It's like, man, dude. Are you super, super good?
First fight ever.
Are you super fucking good? And then it's like, you lose and then you win. And then look, like Shane Strickland. Beat the piss out of him.
Out of. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And now Strickland's a champ. So it's just weird in UFC where you can get those little in between.
Yeah, like the three ways kind of like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all in the styles. So
I think Jamahal Hill is, depending on when that goes down, that's your fight, obviously.
Yeah.
But.
Like you said, I don't think he.
I don't know if Jamahal Hill is ready for that because they're both going to throw bombs. But it's a little different with Pereira because they were right. That dude throws that weird, like, standing. He just stands and kicks you. That was fucking that dude's leg up instantly. And they have a better view on it before we can see it at home. And then when you see it, you're like, oh, it's the beginning of the fucking first round. And his leg is black.
Already. Yeah, he's attacking it hard.
Like, six kicks. Hard kicks. Like, connected. And you're like... Yeah, dude, total strikes.
49 strikes to 44. Like,
yeah, it was a good fight. I wish it would have went longer. I really do. I really wish it would have went longer. I really wish it would have been like a knockout in like the fourth round.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Yeah, dude, you want to see those two because they're still, it's kind of like, yeah, you got caught.
That's the only downside about these knockouts. Like, you're excited to see them, like, oh, fuck yeah, but then you're like, I wish they would have just slugged it out for like another round.
I don't think anyone's slugging it out with Aspinall anymore, bro.
And then I feel like, oh, and then like it's these weird. Two guys, like, yeah, that's what Pereira, I want. Like, it's like, let them just
do weird shit. Yeah, I wanted to see Jiří try some weird shit on him. I want to see Pereira get deep into a fight, like a real, like a, I know he went with Yan three that's rounds,
the only one, yeah. So
but it's like I want to see him go into that dark, those dark rounds where like.
Championship round.
Yeah, where you're it's grueling.
Well, now that he's champion, like, it's like you want to see him in like a fourth round, fifth round. Yeah. He has a fine pass, the third, you know, it's a big difference.
It's that's weird.
What, 10 more minutes of fight?
The heavyweight and the light heavyweight, there's good fighters in every class right now, which was kind of not that good until the last 4 or 5 years. It's kind of picked up even more recently with
Pereira, Jamahal Hill.
Oh, Pereira, dude, there's some dudes down.
Johnny Walker, I mean, he wasn't. He wasn't looking bad, and you still got like
Azamat. Go to that
Azamat.
Isn't that the crazy motherfucker? No, not him. Go back.
He's undefeated though.
There was one dude that we watched a couple weeks ago that was fucking nuts, but he might be in a different weight class. I don't know, but either way, the minor. But either way, I like the pay-per-view. Definitely better than the Abu Dhabi pay-per-view. That shit was whack.
Yeah, you're not a wrestling fan.
No.
Yeah, but I get, because I will agree. Like, I'm more a wrestling fan, but I thought this was more...
Yeah, it's more exciting.
It is knockout.
Sorry.
Pereira is an exciting fighter.
Like, yeah, he is, man. He's fucking... My buddy a couple years back said it when it was Pereira's first fight. He was like, bro, this dude's a monster. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I remember you told me, so I'm like, all right, they've always stuck out.
Yeah. And then I watched his fucking. I watched his fights in kickboxing, and you're like, oh my god, because he's got kind of like a weird stance.
It almost looks like he's too big for a stance, kind of.
Yeah, like, he's like in, and he puts a lot of weight on his like back foot, but he changes weight better. When he kicks, he doesn't kick like a spin, kind of rotating his hips kick. He just whips it on you, dude. Whack!
Yeah.
And he just fucking throws you off. And he's huge. Nora was like, how the fuck did that guy fight at 185? I was like, yeah, that's nuts. 185 monster, bro. And, you know, only nine.
Heavyweights, what weight is it?
Eight other guys that have won titles in two weight classes. I mean, come on. It's hard to... It's hard... Yeah, it's hard to fucking really think about it, but, like, dude, it's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. How many more guys you said?
2 years, and he won two titles. Two weight class titles. There's only eight other guys. He was the ninth fighter to ever do that. And you're talking Cormier, McGregor...
Yeah.
I think
11 fights is what it took
for him to do that. Two, yeah. That's what I was looking at. It was like
UFC, he's only had like five.
It was like fights, yeah. It was like I think they showed like four or five out of his last six or seven fights or title fights. But yeah, I mean, it works. I mean, it, he's gonna be. It's weird, dude. You get beat by Stylebender, and then you beat two dudes bigger than him. It's like, but then you gotta realize, I guess, that Dante really is that motherfucker. So I guess if he wants to bounce up, I don't think he should bounce up. He needs to fight Strickland and get that if he can go for the title. But
yeah, and then he beat Strickland. That's what I was looking at. So I'm like, didn't he beat Strickland too? I'm like, yeah, so Pereira beat Strickland. So you can make the argument that, like, well.
Pereira drops weight to go down to
take that,
fight
take
Strickland that, yeah. too. Because he dogged him. He beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And then this one will be good.
We didn't expect him to fucking to beat Adesanya because we were like, no, Strickland, like, no way. I didn't think so.
This will be a really good.
Yeah, Edwards versus Covington. And
well, Pedoja's gonna and yeah.
Royval.
Yeah, dude, that's gonna be a. This is gonna be a sluggers, a slugger fight.
Let's see when the last fight.
When he beat Moreno.
No, but I'm saying when did, like he beat this guy already. Oh, he beat him. Here, 2 years ago,
fight
again.
Yeah. It'll be a good. That'll be a good. Another good pay per view. When is that? December 15th.
Oh, Patty's fighting Tony Ferguson.
Oh yeah, nice.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, there you go. You get some bigger names on there. Wait. Go to that one. Is this the guy I was thinking about?
Which one?
Shavs the cat.
Is this who you're thinking? 17? The Nomad?
No, but dude, I don't want to fuck
with him. Oh, I remember this guy. Yeah, he's
good.
Was he a kid?
No, there was
Uzbekistan. I'm like,
yeah, there was another guy that fought on that card that beat the fuck out of somebody. That Abu Dhabi card. I just can't figure out what weight class he was in, bro. Drives me nuts because he's good. But he's only got like 11 or 12 fights, so he's not that high ranked. Go down, yeah, good. Go down. Let me see.
Excited?
No, not this card. Go back another one.
Wasn't this card one of the prelims or something?
No. Go to like 293. I just can't.
I
gotta fucking think about it because he's one of those guys that keeps knocking motherfuckers out. All their last names just get me a little confused.
Just different.
But yeah, we'll do another show before
December
that.
December 16th. But yeah, so that's gonna be a good fight.
Last show of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they announced Strickland versus DDP.
Yeah.
In Toronto, January 20th.
Good fucking pay-per-view. Who else is on there?
Oh, shit. Save two. Oh, this and then.
Yeah
this is for the sure. Camp, bantamweight.
Be good.
In the women's division. This was going to be the Volk and Tapura fight, but since Volk took...
They switched it.
They switched it. And then that's going to be 298 now.
February 17th.
Not announced where. For his featherweight championship. You think he wins that? Volk?
Yes.
He'll bounce back.
Yeah, he'll have an awesome camp.
And then O'Malley versus Vera, too.
That's good, but that's so far away. It's weird how they have that so booked out so far away.
Some of these fights aren't going to happen. Honestly, like,
yeah.
I feel like the last two, didn't they? Like,
yeah, weird shit.
Both fights have been.
It's part of it, though.
I get it because
people get hurt training.
It is, so it's just.
People get hurt.
All right. Understandable.
There ain't no boxing bouts coming up anytime soon. Nothing big.
Nothing really going on. Crown Jordan, if you watch that, we saw Paul. He won his first championship. He won the
Yes, he looked really good.
LNA looked really good out there.
Yes.
Loving it.
Yeah, I wish he would have won. Just, I don't know, how are you going to take it off of Reigns, you know?
It's hard.
That, you could have a whole conversation, and that itself is what you do. Cody Rhodes, maybe, but I think they were smart. I think they were smart and waited. I don't even know who.
Shakur's fighting this weekend.
Nice. Ooh, nice, okay.
Oh, Katie Taylor. Oh, okay, yeah.
But Benavidez, yeah.
That's good, because Andrade's always been wanting to fight someone for a while.
Okay, here we go. So he's fighting. I want to see Benavidez too, because if he can put on a whooping, then maybe him and Canelo can finally throw down.
And
Haney?
Haney should win.
He's going to take another title.
This guy right here, Inoue, this guy's a sword.
Where's he from?
He's Japanese.
Oh, okay. Sick.
Yeah, like one of, like, I think he's top 5 pound for pound.
Really?
Yeah, he's that good. He's been dominating.
What size? Little guy?
Featherweight. Yeah, so really tall. Like really small, 122. I'm telling you, dude.
But how old were you when you weighed 122 pounds?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Probably about
eighth grade?
No, that's being generous. Eighth grade, I think I wrestled.
For me, that was for me. Eighth grade.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was thinking in seventh grade, I wrestled at 147 in that weight.
So, think about so that. Fifth grade?
Seventh
grade. Oh, my God, dude. That's insane.
Yeah, fifth grade me fun against them.
Just that's so crazy. The only way that much.
Friday night? No, when is the fourth?
Shakur?
Tuesday. Hey, maybe we should watch it then. In Canada, there's some fights.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll put on. To watch it. Hell yeah. And that one's good. Next Friday. Next
Saturday, I think, is this? I'm on the 6th league.
Friday. Friday night. Thursday? Why are they doing that?
Is this real? This guy's also good. Navarrete? You should watch it. That dude throws bombs. He's
junior lightweight
fighter. Hell yeah.
Boxing's crazy.
Should be four.
That's
Manchester,
weird.
Manchester, England. Oh, I feel like that's not right. Why would the fight be on the...
Yeah, that. Let me look it up and see. Maybe that's fuck.
And then Pacheco. Okay, he's right. Yeah. And then... What's the next? Survivor Series in Chicago, I think, is the next pay-per-view. That's going to be...
No, I think it is the 18th. Must do weigh-ins that day.
Okay, maybe.
No, it is the 16th.
It's so weird, then.
What the heck?
Let's see. KHC2.
Yeah, Thursday. What the hell?
That's weird.
Why... In Vegas? Yeah. That's a weird bout.
That time.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Why would he be on a fucking Thursday night fight? But anyway, all right.
ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus. Weirdos.
And then this is going to be the Survivor Series.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. All of it. I didn't even know.
I can see it that day. I just realized.
Yeah, what?
I can see it that day.
Oh, bring your phone.
I know. Yeah, because there's a War Games now that they
have.
The Judgment Day versus Seth, Cody,
Uso. Jay, yeah, come on. Zane. Sick. Yeah. Fill it up. Yeah. Fill it up, boys. I like when they do wild matches like that. Just fill them all up. Get everyone in there. Give me it all.
I think Gunther versus The Miz. These are the ones that are confirmed.
Good. Good match. That'll be a good match. Stark. She's good, dude.
She's going to play that good underdog role that you need against
perfect.
Rhea Ripley. Like, Rhea Ripley is going to be dominant against
anyone. Beat ya. Keep taking it because she ain't no one stopping her. I think Drew McIntyre might join with them.
With who?
The Judgment Day.
Oh, Judgment Day? Now that he's...
lost to Rollins and getting pissy and shit, I think that's what you do. And he turns into just something nasty, dude. But that's also us wishing. But it probably won't happen. I know. What a turd.
So they're still missing a fourth. Is it? Yeah, they're missing a fourth person. I mean, the fifth person on the men's. People have been saying it's going to be Randy Orton.
I have options.
Or what if it's Punk?
Oh my God!
They turned on rumors that it's going to. I guess they put out like statements that they're not, but. Could you imagine that?
If it did, that would be pretty crazy, dude. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It would blow the roof off.
You know.
But I don't, unless Punk's been getting in better shape, he ain't ready for that. Because that
War Games
AEW
might be where he can
make it work. Because you watch AEW matches and you watch WWE matches and you're like, WWE's superior shape compared to
I feel like AEW is just also Because they just get gassed so much. They're just doing it so fast. And, like, this is, like, they actually do put the camera angles and they do different stuff to, like, you can at least rest. Like, people don't like that. But it's
way better.
Yeah.
Punk's got to be on his shit.
He has to.
Especially with those guys because they're all on their shit. But I don't think Rollins and Punk are trying to be on the same team. I don't give a fuck what you say. No. Rollins probably keep that motherfucker out of here.
Yeah, keep him away from
him out of here. Who could it be? You're going to Orton?
Yeah, it's a big... It's supposed to be like a big spoiler. Women's?
But that only shows 4-on-4. Who are they missing? Balor? No, Balor.
JD? No, he's right there.
No, it's supposed to only be 4-on-4.
Who do we see? I just saw it last time.
Oh, no, it does say that. For each team.
So Drew McIntyre was supposed to be, join Jonathan. So
I told you, it's going to happen. She's been planting the seed. I'm cool with that, bro. I'm cool with that. I'm super cool with that. Just because he hasn't been in a faction in a long time.
Didn't I just see five in there?
Yeah, no, it says that for each team. So they each need one more team.
Four.
They each need one more.
One more, yeah.
I didn't see that they each needed it.
Okay.
Well, so another good,
that'd be a good one. So maybe
good
we'll
one
do,
coming up.
We might do another episode.
Yeah, for that, for sure, 100%. Because that's in town. Get us some seats. Let us do a real live.
Maybe just
credentials.
We do
I want to be able to say I got credentials.
I know we didn't get those credentials. Yeah, so make sure you like the video and everything we posted on so we can get credentials.
Credentialed. Well, you got anything else?
No, that's it.
Good another good show.
Episode 7.
Yeah,
We're really bad numbers. You can figure it out.
Sounds good with me. It's all one long episode.
Yeah.
Never ending.
Peace out.
Peace out. Thanks.